This is the Don and Mike Show. Some of our favorite moments. The Don and Mike Show.
Celebrating 23 years of farts and memories. The ultimate best of Don and Mike. I'm Rob Spiewak along with Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
And thank you for joining us this week. As you know, Monday through Thursday this week, we've been bringing you some of our favorite moments from the storied history of the Don and Mike Show. And on Friday, of course, Don Geronimo's last broadcast on the Don and Mike Show. So make sure you join us for that. I can't hear this song and not remember of Don and Mike on the Morning Zoo singing this song horribly, but having a really good time. But speaking of Mike, which we just were,
yes.
Buzz.
Everybody has a favorite Mike O'Mara voice. For whatever reason, mine is Goldblum, Jeff Goldblum. For some reason, it just kills me watching him. And as you know, Mike doesn't just do voices. He becomes that person. But we also have to give credit, of course, to Don Geronimo, who's the guy who always opened the door or answered the phone. He not only requested many of the characters that Mike did, but he was the guy who worked so well with Mike O'Mara. Today, and I haven't listened to this segment in advance, but as we listen to the segment involving Mike's voices today, think about and pay special attention to how well Don and Mike work together and how well Don works with Mike's characters.
Case in point, in this segment, you'll hear Mike invent, in front of your very eyes, his Billy Bush impression. And Don is the one who tells him, you've got it. It's very cool. I think you'll enjoy
it. The best of Don and Mike.
Let's see, where's the... There it is.
Hello.
Oh, no.
You've reached the Sopranos hotline. This is Nancy Marchand. To hear the theme song, press 1. For a list of cast and characters, press 2. It's a very exciting year on the Sopranos.
Hey, Nancy.
Hello?
Donnie, D-O-N-I.
Who's Donnie? I don't think I know you.
No, I'm the DJ, Donnie G.
For a description of Janice's morning ritual, hit 5. Then they take a hose to her.
Oh, no. So,
and now it's back to live.
Hey.
You're on the live chat line with the dead Nancy Marshall.
Hey, Nancy, it's me, Donnie.
Who?
D-O-N-I, Donnie G.
Come closer.
What do you mean, come closer?
I don't think I know you.
Well,
and Janice slowly takes the soap, and Christopher will be played by it. And I like my ZD with a little... Here's another live call. You're making me confused. Quit hitting all those buttons. For the theme song, hit pound. I fooled you. Where's the reverb? Come on, Rob. Give me a little reverb. Can you do it when I'm on the phone?
You're dead.
How are you? This is Olivia Soprano from Beyond the Grave. Listen to me in the tunnel. Why are you leaving me in this cave?
You asked for it.
I hate that kind of talk. I'm floating in the air. I'm floating. Floating in the air. Oh, beware of all of you. I've got to say goodbye. Oh. I wish we had more time to spend together, but then fortunately, I've got to get back to my coffin. Y'all come back now, you hear?
How do you like the scenes where you get to make out with Edie Falco?
I find them, for character development, I am a professional, I'm a trained actor.
What about as a man?
And as a man,
she
is not my bag of peanuts, but but I will tell you, yes, that's what I said, my bag of peanuts. She's not exactly who I would choose to mate with in real life.
And I know that this is kind of a wild card. But I think if we open the door, Car may be outside as well. She might want to come
in. She would be in the back.
She might want to come and just say
something. She would be in the back of the room if you'd like to have her.
Come on, Car.
There she is.
How dare you? How dare you speak of me like that? God forgive you for all of your comments. You are disgusting and rude.
I thought he was your handsome little man.
Where's my handsome man?
How about
God forgive you for talking about feminine odor.
How about when Tony gave you that, gave a spec house for Christmas?
Oh, Tony! A spec house, the inspection came through. This is the best Christmas present ever. God forgive all of you for talking about my feminine odor.
I can smell you over here.
You're going to go straight to hell.
Bye,
say a Hail Mary.
I told you she's a bit high strung.
Yeah.
Very, very, very. She tried to grab my bag of peanuts in the pool. She told me it was for the scene.
Ah.
I disagreed rather strongly. I said, please, can we have Ms. Falco not touch me down there?
Boy, good eye, mate.
Steve
it's great to see you. How are you, mate? Are you ready to talk about Crocs? It's the crocodile hunter right here.
Now, Steve, you've gotten all kinds of bad press with your baby Robert.
Oh, I want to talk about that, mate. Okay. As a matter of fact, I got a big surprise for you. Take a look what I have in my satchel. Let me untie it. Hold on a second. There he is. There's the little lad right there.
Oh, boy, look how happy he is.
Baby Robert, isn't he great?
Baby in a bag.
Oh, it's my baby. He's a chip off the old block, mate. He's a real ripper. Isn't he cute? He looks like me. Let me hold his head up like that. Look, note the way I'm holding him. Just like a lion holds a cubs. Yeah, he might put a little pressure on his esophagus, but he's a tough little ripper. He sure is. Now, yes, he is. Come here and give your daddy a kiss. Oh, you're a good little kid.
He's fine with all the animals?
I brought all sorts of things. Look what I'm going to do for you right now. Oh. I'm going to take baby Robert. He loves snakes. I'm going to set him right down in front of this snake. Take a look at that. It's a king cobra. That's it, baby Robert. Don't move too suddenly. It'll put that venom right between your eyes.
Well, now he's crying.
Fantastic. Oh, he seems to be upset. Yes, he's such a wonderful little baby. I enjoy this.
I'm going to like it.
Don't you like all these animals?
Oh.
Well, he better get trying if he might.
It's a great idea.
Oh, no, chicken! Bloody chicken!
It's crowded in here.
Watch it, mate. My God, it's stuck! Swear to God, baby Robert's getting used to all the animals at one time. It's a chimpanzee! My God, mate, having some fun now. Oh, the kitty cat's purring right next to the chip, but the baby's still crying. I tell you, what a great way to work up a sweat, mate.
Sonny Jurgensen is
Hello,
a Hall of Fame.
How are you?
Football player. He's an announcer for the Redskins here. We've known him. We've had him on the show.
Thank you.
I remember Chris Hamburger spiked my iced tea one time. He said it was heroin. Those were the good old days. There's nothing like smoking a fatty with Norm Van Brocklin. Those were the fine days. Roman Gabriel and I dropped acid at the Fillmore East. Big fun.
You ever do uppers with Lombardi?
Oh, amphetamines?
Yes.
Vince had them in his desk. He had a candy jar filled with them. And he said, now apply yourself to the task at hand, but before you do this, take a handful of these. And I floated out onto that field. I could throw 45 yards.
Wow.
A strike. Right in the breadbasket of whatever receiver. Mm-hmm. Those were wonderful sunnier days. I spent 2 weeks making love to Grace Slick, stoned out of my gourd. I tell you, right now, it was fun.
Been around.
Those were great days.
Okay.
I recall a three-way with Marianne Faithfull and Donovan.
Wow.
Those were sunnier days.
Those were the days.
Man, we had so much fun.
You mean Donovan, the guy who sang Mellow Yellow?
Yeah. Oh, Mellow Yellow. Great artist.
What was it like at Woodstock?
Woodstock was great. And people knew me. From my playing days.
Of course.
I'd sign an autograph and then take my clothes off and wallow in the mud as I was listening to Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
So you're 71.
71, yes. Feeling old, Don. Joints are creaking.
Yeah.
And not like the old days when I'd take Baez from you know where. The bad spot.
Mm.
That's what I did, Don.
Yeah.
She was a groovy lay. I once experimented. Once again, George Siegel's on your show again today. We went to the grotto at the Playboy Mansion.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Hef's not my cup of tea.
George Siegel's, though.
Oh, I tell you. Just don't bring me Italian food.
Well, listen, happy birthday, Sonny Jurgensen. Yeah.
Is there any cheese is farting.
Is there anything else you'd like to get off your chest? Because
I would like your listening audience
very
right
upfront
now,
and
if they could please erase all memories of what I said about this silly drug use. It was a bad time. A bad time in my life, and I didn't like it, Don, and it didn't do me any good. It diminished my skills as a quarterback, but it made me a better broadcaster. It truly did. I want a birthday cake full of Havarti cheese.
All right, happy birthday, Sonny Jurgensen, yeah. Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Don. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
I got to leave now. Made me late from a restaurant.
Hold it. Calm down. Music off. Sorry, Jeff Goldblum. Drop by. You're You're really going to be surprised that Gina.
I am still friends.
I really.
You're the ex-husband, really, right?
What a sticky wicket.
Yeah.
We have right here. This is a little embarrassing for me. I had to come by because Gina asked me. Uh-huh. You see, yeah. She asked me to come by just to find out. She said, "I've got to do a radio thing. Can you fly to D.C. and you're not doing anything?" I said, "No, I'm not. The movies have been tanking of late." I said, "Be glad to do it, hubby number two. Glad to step in. You know, we haven't been married since 90. And Gina was the high point of my life. I have to tell you the truth now. She was a lovely, lovely lady. Strapping girl. Really forced me, knocked me around the room.
You get mad watching her on TV?
I hate it.
Jeff Goldblum, Mr. Yeah. Gina Davis.
Please join me. Let the phone ring this time. It certainly isn't ringing at the Goldblum house. Yeah. Jeffrey Lynn Goldblum standing by, really having fun. What a great show you have.
Thank you.
Thing about Gina, she always smelled like syrup.
Huh.
Sticky, sugary syrup.
Intriguing.
Very, very interesting. She's a syrupy girl. Tasty, syrupy girl.
We'll be right back to you. You know, and I love Clay Aiken. Now let's go live via satellite to the Strawberry Ranch.
Hello.
Come in, Clay.
Is this on?
It's time for this.
Bless your heart.
It's time for the. This
How
is
are you?
Don and Mike Show exclusive. As we speak to American Idol loser, winner in life, Clay Aiken.
Now, it's so nice to see. Is this the Don and Mike Show?
Hi, Clay.
How are you, Don?
Hi.
I'm down here in the Carolinas.
How is your straw hair?
It's wonderful. I've grown it longer. As a matter of fact, they're making comparisons that I look like Shaggy on Scooby-Doo.
Hey,
that's
Clay.
Exactly, because I've grown a little red beard, and it was very difficult. I had to take pills.
Clay, I
so that I jog my testosterone.
I understand that you're going to be taking a bath today while you're talking to us.
Yes, absolutely. If you don't mind, I'd like to do that right away.
All
right,
go ahead.
Time, and I like to keep on schedule. Let me get in here. Okay. Well, I hope you don't mind. I'm just going to reach over here, and I'm going to bathe myself. I take 6 baths a day. You can never be too clean, that's what
that's
I say.
True.
Clay,
can I say thank you? Y'all are dear hearts to all my fans.
Clay,
I promise I won't make any bubbles.
Who is, in your opinion, the prettiest woman in America?
Oh, that is so hard.
I mean, it should be easy.
I sure like that backup Anchorman, Brian Williams.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of his. I
prettiest
really am.
Woman.
I have the prettiest
I'm
woman.
I'm aching for him. Get it? That's
well,
I like the middle Hanson brother, too. Thank you, Don. I got to go.
Thank you.
My tub.
Clay, come back next week.
Gotta make a mud pack.
Take care, buddy.
Bye, y'all. Bye. Dear hearts, y'all.
Why are we missing him?
This is a Don and Mike Show exclusive.
Yeah.
The first.
I'm the king of the world.
Post-life interview.
Hey, Donnie.
With Bob Hope.
Hey, baby.
Bob.
How are you? I'm up here in heaven, man. I'm so free of that wrinkled skin sack. I'm glad to be up here, man. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob for Heaven Hope. Say, we're heaven. Yes, sir. How about that, Jesus? He gave me 3 nails and he gave me 3 nails. And asked me to put him up for the night. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's a little Jesus joke.
He has new writers.
How about that? Yeah, a little more edgy up here in heaven right now. How about that, Moses? He spent more time in the sand than my title is Pro V1. Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir. Now I can feed 600 people with 3 fish and 6 loaves of bread. There you go. That's a little biblical humor there. Yeah, I'm wearing sandals right now. Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard Tom Brokaw's retiring.
Yes.
But they put a date on it now.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Tom Brokaw. NBC.
now he's crying.
Oh, it's very emotional.
I'm sorry.
Now, are you being forced out, Tom?
It's complicated. I've Don.
Yes, Tom.
Loving the show, as usual. Here's the deal.
Okay.
I'd like to go into great detail. Unfortunately, it's a salary issue. The bottom line is, I am not retiring by choice.
Huh. Ah!
The fact of the matter is, what I'm doing is actually being pushed out by BW.
Oh, Brian Williams.
Who I happen to have documented proof is a gay.
Wow!
Brian Williams
Tom.
Is a gay. Maybe that'll change their little idea about moving a younger man in. There you go. That's an exclusive from the Tom Brokaw file.
Tom. Wow.
I don't want to retire.
Tom.
I want to stay on. I'm still a vibrant young man.
Good for you.
Tom.
What if I pose this to you?
Okay, Tom.
Brian Williams smells like sour milk. almost every day.
Wow.
And that includes when he's fresh out of the shower in the morning. I've been told by his coworkers at MSNBC that the only reason he's coming into the chair is because he's pushing me out. He's lobbied behind the scenes, politically, gone behind my back and said cruel things like Tom is unable to pronounce Fallujah.
Tom?
Fallujah. That goddamn word. Tom. That's what they're doing.
Well, hello.
Now, listen.
How are you?
Let me tell you something.
I understand you've been under a great deal of duress.
We were going to have Morgan Freeman. Hi, Morgan.
How are you, Don?
The reason you're a movie star is that you're a calming,
I am a calming,
steadying influence.
I've played God and Bruce Almighty. I played Red in Shawshank Redemption. I've always been a calm man. Always a dignified man. Always somebody that can bring a blanket of calm to an otherwise sea of turmoil.
What is the movie you're in with Bennifer? The one where they're going to blow up the Super Bowl?
Geely?
No. You were Ben Affleck. And
oh, I see.
The Sum of All Fears.
Sum of All Fears.
So
yes.
Were you. But I know you have
How
advice.
Are you? I understand you're under the weather.
You have. I'm fighting a cold, but it's nothing compared to the fight that we're all fighting behind the scenes.
Yes, I understand.
We need
a climate of fear and witch hunting.
I think we're all looking for guidance on the show.
I understand.
Morgan?
Would you like to hear the story of Don?
I would. Would you start it, please?
I would. Of course. Ah, Donnie. About a year ago, he started spelling his name. D-O-N-I.
I swear to God, I was just going to say that.
Nobody gave it much thought. But if they'd looked a little closer.
Look closer.
They would have seen something in Don a lot deeper than a few rearranged letters.
Like what?
You see, in Don's mind, the new spelling got him a bit closer to what the doctors couldn't give him.
What's that?
A sex change operation. Yes, D-O-N-I was closer to Danielle days than it was to plain old Don, and how he wanted to be a woman.
All right, secret's out.
Why, beneath that tough, macho exterior and dedicated family man was a beautiful 25-year-old girl screaming to be free.
I think now she'd be a 45-year-old bag.
He didn't sneak around in girls' dresses or put on his wife Frida's makeup. Don just suffered in silence. Reality that was his own body. By spelling his name with an I, he felt that he was just a bit closer to realizing his dream of dreams, to be a young, beautiful woman.
Had nothing to do with it, but if that's your theory, I'll go with that. I'll tell you.
That's the theory. I'm standing by it.
I'm not motivated by that.
Fine.
We'll be right back. Teresa Hines Carey.
Teresa.
Teresa.
Thank you.
Now, why are you still...
Thank you very much.
Why are you still speaking like you're at the convention?
This is the microphone that I will take with me wherever I go.
Hold on. Turn the God Bless America off.
So that I can say, I am so pleased.
Do you shave your underarms?
Shove it. Va, va, va. I burst with the joy to aid all poor people. Pitiful bad ones. I scream from the mountain that I feel bursting with pride.
Explain this to me.
All smelly poor ones will get to free ketchup. How many of you like ketchup? Raise your hand.
Okay, we all
more money
for
me.
We all like ketchup. We all
more
like ketchup.
More money for me, la, la, la. And you notice I keep my hands on my chest in this lovely way.
I've noticed.
So that I can look at each and every one of my peoples and say, I wish to be your queen. I do wish to be your queen. Pickles are like pulling quarters from the ground every time someone has a pickle. Oh, a Teresa gets a dollar. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, not necessary.
Wow. It's big. You're cool. All right. Yeah. What can I say? You're a lottery winner. You're Billy Bush. You're
Billy
on Access.
Bush. Thank you,
Hollywood
Billy.
Tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be on time, I promise.
Don and Mike, thank you very much.
All right, dude. See ya. Bye-bye. What happened there?
Well, he's gone. No longer need the music.
I guess so.
As soon as Billy hangs up the music, leaves.
He's tight, bright. He's out of sight.
That's actually coming from Hollywood, guys. Would you like Billy Bush for Jeopardy, guys?
He's already got it.
Yeah, fantastic. I was just scratching off a lottery ticket.
I got another one. Look at this. All right. I get to go to Terry Hatcher's house.
Yeah.
She's hot, guys. 40 and beautiful. Yes, sir. Listen to this. Regis Philbin. Yeah, absolutely. I fell in a sewer and came up with 2 gold watches.
Lottery winner.
Billy That's Bush right. here.
Wow. Billy Bush.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Winner. Okay. He's
Thank
good.
You for that.
Do that tomorrow. That's killer. I know good, and that's good. Let's see. What did Billy Bush not mention?
Probably a lot of stuff.
I didn't say it like him. I swear to God, I tried.
No, I tried not to.
No, but you said it like you, but still it was like the worst segue. I mean, you're trying to help me out, like the worst segue. I don't know. What might he not have talked about?
It would have worked better if I stayed in the Billy Bush character.
Probably a few things you've got, Don.
Yeah, you're right.
I'll try to stop, though. You know, I get kind of obsessive on it.
That's okay.
I understand that. You probably got a lot of things that I can't say.
Hey, who's filling in for Dick Clark?
Regis Philbin. Don't mess with Kris Kringle's chocolate, Nancy.
Okay, Billy.
Thanks, Don.
Billy Bush.
Yeah. Regis Philbin.
Yeah, I'm just going to say who's doing that. George Lopez, as you know, has been ill and got a kidney from his wife.
How are you? Have you been good?
I don't see how you possibly could be funnier than you've been on that fabulous George Lopez show.
Oh, my golf bags are filled with clubs, golf balls, and fajitas. There's nothing like it. I tell you, it's great. Give me a break. That's the kind of humor you can hear on the George Lopez show. That's right. Hey, I woke up this morning and looked in my shorts, and they looked like they were filled with queso.
Oh.
My God. Boy, that kidney. We're going to what we're going to do. Let me tell you what we'll do.
Yes, what?
Because every now and then, you know, I get the blues. Oh. What I'm going to try to do is work my kidney problem into the show. And I think it'll be a comedy gold mine. I really will. I say, ay, Chihuahua. Boy, at my house, we play poker with tortilla chips. It's a lot of fun. We really do. Would you like extra? My kidney again.
How many?
Wow, I've got a salsa dispenser down there. The only downside to my good health is many more years of staring at my cow wife. Give me a break. My wife's kidney is in my estomacha.
What you're made to do is have a sitcom that gets no ratings but remains on the air for 5 years because you're the only Hispanic TV actor in America?
Man, you are an incredible bastard. Why are you saying such horrible things about me?
I'm just saying the truth,
George. Bueno, kidney in my estomacha. Ay,
caramba. What? Give me that one again.
Ay, caramba.
Give me that one again from the top.
Oh, where's that little chihuahua? Man, bueno. Muy bueno, kidney in my estomacha. Ay, caramba. Very exciting to meet me, George Lopez. Listen, why you gotta bang me up? Why you gotta sit there? Why you hanging me? You sitting there over there giving me all this crap. I come on your show all the way from
George.
Los Angeles to be on your show.
Right,
I mean,
George.
I am popular. I do a great TV show. I have fun. I have friends. Uh-huh. I have a brand new kidney. I feel as good as I did bad. I need to eat 2 kidneys, a liver, and a pancreas just to make it to the car.
Wow.
So that's the way I do it. That's my secret. No surgery required. Just feed them to me. And I don't chew them. I swallow them whole. So they get down into my body, and then they know where to. It's amazing. They know where to go.
You swallow a pancreas whole.
They know where to go. If I swallow a pancreas, not an animal pancreas, if that happens, it'll just go right through me.
It's got to be a human pancreas?
Yes, that's why. If you know an organ donor, please tell them, if you have a good organ to give me, feed it to George Lopez.
He's big and he's green. Here's Shrek.
Oh, excuse me. I'm the big lovable ogre. Oh, look at me with my big green tummy. Where's Princess Fiona?
You're fat bastard, though, right? It's the fat bastard voice?
The only way you can get me to be fat bastard is actually to say, bring in fat bastard.
Oh, otherwise you're Shrek?
Otherwise I'll be Shrek.
Bring in fat bastard.
Yeah, look at you. Get in my belly. Oh, hi, wee man.
How come you're not in Shrek?
They didn't like me. Instead, they are.
Where's Shrek? Is Shrek there again?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Now, Shrek?
It's good to see you. I'm kind of wide-eyed and cartoon-like.
Not like that guy. Please don't say his name. He'll come back.
But you know who really is behind all of these guys?
Who would that be?
Is Dr. E around?
Hello, Mr. Powers.
Ah.
That's right. I've been studying you from afar. Your attempt to eat cicadas as many as you possibly can is an attempt to, in truth, corrupt the world.
Okay, what about Shrek?
I'm really having a great time. I'm starting to get a little schizophrenic, though.
Dr. Evil?
Yes, I'm... Oh,
hello? Yes, Mr. Powers. Yes, Mr. Powers, I'm standing by.
Shrek?
I'm over here.
Fat bastard?
Look at my belly!
Dr. Evil?
Hello, I'm right here.
Austin?
Yeah, baby.
You ready for a curveball?
I'm ready for a curveball.
How about the Sprockets guy?
My name is Dieter. Sprockets, I'll dance for you.
We've talked to Dr. Evil. We've talked to Fat Bastard. We've talked to Austin Powers. We've talked to Shrek.
And Dieter.
What about James Garner?
I'm about to kick your ass across the state line.
Do you like Shrek?
I don't care for Shrek or anything animated. I like my movies Western, and I like my stars to be John Wayne. That's all there is to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Wayne Newton.
Thank you. Thank you. So nice for you to come out here and join me in my town. This man, Don Geronimo, who takes such eating, I will tell you that I've just stopped over from my show at the Stardust, and I'm delighted to be here with a man, Don Geronimo, who's taken such a beating in this current climate and what he's had to endure and what he's had to deal with, and he's made a choice to go nom blue with his show. I just feel as though, you know, now that you've begun to work Nome Blue and had a
now do you mean
had a change of heart, where you've taken out the blue humor is what I'm saying. When you work Nome Blue.
When you say
yes.
Nome
Blue.
Do you mean non-blue?
Yes, of course. If I can explain something to you, I love Home Box Office, Arliss, Bavar, Dream On, all truly top-notch. And I'm very, very happy. Babar, people don't give Babar enough enough credit.
The elephant.
I will tell you, Babar is something, you know, when I'm getting ready for my show, and now at this stage in time, it's such a physical endeavor I have to prepare.
Where's the show at?
It's at the Stardust, and you're more than welcome. You must go see at the Big Easy Showroom at Bourbon Street. See Hypnolarious. I must tell you, it's top notch. It's top flight. It really is. But I love your show now that it's known blue. It's wonderful that you don't have to do the potty humor. And have I welcomed you to my town?
Do you use
great to have you all here?
Do you use the same polish on your shoes as you do on your hair?
The polish that I use on my hair is a special mixture that I've had put together by a very, very good friend of mine and a talented man who has done all my hair dyeing over the years. His name is Rodrigo, and Rodrigo has done both my hair and when I have the mustache, he does the blackening of the mustache as well. You know, of course, underneath it's not even Snow White anymore, and this might be a trick question for your listeners who say is bald, and you may not be aware. I'd be heading to come out and visit my stallions.
Is it or is it not true
yes.
that the hair on your head comes from those Arabian horses?
The horse tail. What we do with the hairpiece is it's manufactured from each of the tails. We take only the finest strands of horse hair. It is woven into a delightful weave of jet black hair, dipped in Rodrigo's special black dye. It's very similar to what Elvis used when he dyed his hair jet black. And then I usually... Geronimo, funny man.
Never let down this third wall,
Wayne. I'll tell you, what Don has said to me in private is that he loves the show. That's why you tonight, here in Las Vegas, at the Stardust, will be enjoying a front row seat.
At the
friend.
8:30 and 11:30
I'm
shows.
Going to embarrass you, my friend. I plan to bring you up on stage with me, and during the segment where I play my fiddle, you join me tonight, okay? We're going to have a fun. We're going to paint this town red.
Wayne, we gotta get
but not blue. You don't work. You work gnome blue.
we gotta get callers.
Thank you to the Home Box Office.
Yeah.
I love them. I truly do.
What do you love about HBO?
Well, you can get feature movies right in here, the privacy of your own bedroom. How fantastic is that? And I love that. I understand they're planning somewhere down the road to do some original programming.
This is the Don and Mike Show.